My penis so small.
It's getting penis here, so take off on my penis.
So put your ass on dick.
Welcome, folks. You know what it is.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Gay Sex Podcast.
Finish inside me. Milan, gay sex. Welcome to Milan, the home of having sex.
Yes, yes, yes. Dude, this is good.
Mm-hmm. Is this K-pop?
No, what the fuck,
it's
dude?
It's Kylie, dude.
Oh, it's Kylie.
Kylie, bro. Listen, just fuck.
Nick's been listening to K-pop. I don't know.
I have not actually have been listening to K-pop. No,
Nick's
just been
studying to a ton.
It. Studying.
What do you mean?
A larger project.
What's your project?
Ooh.
I'm a fucking little guy with a fucking small ass dick. Let me see your pussy, baby. I wanna fuck you.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah.
Those were great years, dude. Honestly, we'll never get fucking like a bunch like 9/11 happened,
It ruined the gay clubbing experience.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of fun stuff going on outside of that though.
You mean right before 9/11?
No, that was...
You were in 7th grade.
I'm trying to remember. No, I wasn't. I was in 8th grade when 9/11 happened.
But he was really mature for his age.
Well, I was 27 years old.
Wait, hold on. Mature for his grade.
Well, I guess you're born in December. I'm born in February. So even though we're basically the same age, you are a school year older than me.
Well, I'm smarter than you are.
No.
That's how grades work.
I'm the
Certainly
smartest.
Not.
That makes me the smartest.
No, I was the smartest student.
You went to Jewish school.
Yeah, you went to fucking...
I went to magnet school.
No, you didn't.
I literally the Jewish kids were given a big magnet that collects change.
Yeah.
Mario. the Mario Party minigame.
Stav and I both went to magnet schools.
I went to magnet school in Baltimore City because there's only two good schools there.
Yeah. The public school there is like, it's just a trash can that's on fire that people gather around.
Yeah, you're not
they
far
say, whoever can get the gun out of the bottom of the burning barrel becomes king.
The principal is Proposition Joe.
He
teaches the kids how to pour lay.
I've told this story 100 times, but my brother's first day of middle school at the not as good middle school in Baltimore, I went to the magnet school that was actually good. Some kid tried to take his pants. Some kid was like, I like your pants. Let me get them. And he just had to run to sprint to class.
Prison style.
Literally, dude. And then another kid, this kid we grew up with, George, I don't remember his last name, George D, I want to say. Anyway, he got stabbed for a Charizard. for those fucking holographics.
Yeah. Somebody just got robbed at knife point in Bed-Stuy today over a PS5.
Someone got killed.
Shit. Oh, no, you know what? Gunpoint, sorry.
Damn.
Which is so funny. Imagine doing like fucking 3 years for... A PS5.
Yeah. To kill someone? Oh, robbed him.
Will he get the PS5 when he comes out?
Yeah, that's the law.
That's got to be the law. Dude, if you... He's like, Your Honor, I'll do my time,
but I get
the PS5.
Well, it was funny because it just happened and AOC was tweeting about it and she said that we should really be prosecuting a Sony for making these
very
capitalist
true.
Video game systems that prey on the communitas.
Yeah, the oppressed community.
Well, you know who's actually getting the PS5 is the cops.
Uh-huh.
100%. Whatever cop.
We did not recover it. It's right there. No, it's not.
It was destroyed during the assault.
Sir, I'm going to need to ask you to make your voice a little less gay right now.
There was a problem with the chain of evidence.
You stole my PS5. All right, I can't understand what you're saying.
You're talking too gay, pal.
I'm trying to play Black Spider-Man.
I'm trying to play.
Have you seen him? Have you seen Miles Morales' hairline?
Do you know that Miles
they gave
Morales
him a shape is, up.
Miles Morales' father, he was black and blue.
He was black
like
and
us.
Blue like us. He's one of a paisano.
He was one of us.
A paisano.
Yeah, you know that there's a social justice people are mad at the new Spider-Man.
Because his dad's a cop?
Because it's pro.
Oh, hell
it's
yeah.
Pro cop.
We're back.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
We got the new Spider. It's a little slow.
All right,
Spider.
Yeah, you
Spider.
Got time it just right.
You got it. Your timing's off.
We're watching new Spider.
All right,
this is a new Spider.
Okay, you don't have to lead into it like
I'm not leading into it. I'm not leading into it.
But Miles is best friend.
It's like that movie Whiplash where he's just trying to get the drumming just
over
right.
And over again.
Again, spider.
Nick's thumbs are turning red.
I'm sweating.
They're bleeding. His nails are coming off.
Spider. 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 Spider.
J.K. Simmons yelling at you.
Oh, J.K. Simmons.
That's his name. Right?
I thought his name was J.K. Woods.
Oh, there we go. Long
or J.K. One. Wood. Did he play a guy named Wood?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
He got jacked for something, but I don't remember the
Woody
movie.
Woody in Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 3.
That was Tom
3.
Hanks.
He got jacked
J.K.
for that.
J.K. Rowling played Woody in Toy Story.
Yeah, she was like, day on
he looked
genitals.
Awesome. He looked like a fucking wizard. You see that?
You're thinking of Castaway. That's what Tom Hanks.
No. He didn't get jacked.
I'm on an island. I'm all alone. I guess I can say whenever I want.
That was a crazy scene.
That was weird when he just started shouting the N word.
Wilson, you know what I can't stand is.
And the volleyball's like, Jesus Christ.
God damn.
Does he fuck the volleyball?
He does.
That's so funny.
It's implied.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't show his cock in it?
No, they don't show full penetration.
They should have shown full penetration, dude.
I've been trying to lobby for years to have...
Tom Hanks probably does have a nice penis.
To have a parody gay porn.
I have a nice penis.
Cast a gay, and there's a man
that's really good.
Dressed as a ball. And
oh, it's a man dressed as a ball.
Yeah. It's got to be full.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know what I saw? So I've been going on walks, right? Morning walks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the little circuits. There's like public restrooms. So like I've learned.
You've been cruising.
I have not been cruising. I've been going for walks and I have to piss a lot. That's well documented. It's
all right, work that out, Nick.
What?
He's working on it.
Timing
what? I'm not going to say. He's
getting
not gonna,
a crucial one.
You that was Adam.
You missed
Adam
it.
Just said it.
Adam just
a
said
crucial
it.
What?
A crucial Jesus, dude. Yeah,
Adam.
All right. That's stop. So what about up. The public restrooms you've been visiting?
I have
the
not.
Men's restrooms.
I've okay. First
Adam,
of all,
what kind of people do you hate the most?
Whoa! What the fuck,
Jesus,
dude? That's honestly. Can you honestly leave the podcast?
I'll never leave the podcast
because that makes me. Feel
I'm on
really
record
bad.
As saying I will. You can take this from my
I
cold,
that was a good
dead
one.
Hands.
Oh yeah,
I'm on record as saying, and then
yeah, that was pretty
I
good.
Got him on that one.
The one that was on the soundboard was better because you could really just wipe out whatever the person was.
I'm sorry, I have to text my contractor. Or I'm getting you. Fake hardwood flooring.
Stop. I heard that you told the contractor you didn't have any money to pay for
there's
it.
There's a problem. There's a.
He'd have
listen, we'd have to.
What's happening right now is if you recall the scene in What's So Eating Gilbert Grape when they had to have someone come over to reinforce the floorboards.
No, it's, did that happen in the movie?
Yes. It's a scene in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
First of all, it's the basement. I'm that fat that I crashed through the earth, is
yeah,
what you're saying?
Go to the earth's core. You're going to go down.
Well, what about
crust.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on a fucking couch.
Like, yeah, we're going to have to put some steel beams on the ground in China.
I don't know if the crust can hold.
They had to fucking put his big zipper on China at the Yangtze.
Wait, tell us about these bathrooms.
Well, one second. I've told you I have to talk to my friend here.
Oh, okay. All right.
you handle it. Nick's also texting.
All right,
no,
you
I'm
guys
not
can
texting.
Text.
I'm looking up the scene so I could demonstrate.
Where they get a contract to reinforce the...
Hold on.
What are you doing? Adam, you gotta
Adam,
say
this
something.
Was your time to fucking shine.
Oh, I didn't realize it was my turn.
He's a helpless boy, Gilbert.
Who plays the mom again?
Stavros Hoffman.
No, I don't play. I do not.
I forgot that it was you.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's Kathy Bates, isn't it?
No, it's not Kathy Bates.
The unsinkable Stavros Hoffman.
Disappearing like that?
Are you sure it's not Kathy Bates?
It's 100%
not.
I
hate that.
Not Kathy Bates, dude.
You know how I hate that.
It's Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham went into a time machine now and played it back then.
It's so funny how just fucking absolutely hideous she is now. She's a freak.
I haven't seen her recently.
Yeah. She'll post pictures. Now, what a fall from grace. You know?
I mean, girl, because she was pretty successful, I guess.
She still is, dude.
What's she doing now?
Nah, she's like
executive producing, she's reviled, directing. Man.
People fucking hate her.
Of she what? Directed episode one of Industry, that show I watched over winter break.
What is that show?
It's I thought it was going to be pretty bad, and then it ended up all right.
What's it about?
After my review.
Is that the show where
it's kids coming out of college going into investment banking?
Did you see Sadie Doyle's a man now?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the person
this
that,
is who I love. This?
That ratted on Sam that said that
Sam
was like a fucking...
She had like a 48-hour meltdown at me because I've never spoken to her. I just posted Dr. Evil at her one time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And she lost.
That was her, too?
That was her.
I guess. Oh, when you did the wrong.
So this person has spent the last decade talking about how much harder it is to be a woman.
And then she gave up.
And then she becomes a man.
Wow.
And she's a man for 2 weeks and then has to write a 6,000-word personal essay on how hard it was to lose her hair.
Incredible.
Something that men just deal with in dignity.
Of course.
By getting jacked.
Starring in action movies.
Yeah.
Or getting fat as shit, wearing gold chains and growing it out.
But then she's losing her hair and she's like, watching myself become bald. It's like this.
So wait,
from testosterone.
He lost his hair?
Yeah.
Does that happen to everybody?
No, just if you're like genetically predisposed to it.
So if you would have been a bald guy.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Well, she's becoming a man now, which honestly, I think that should be part of the deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're a woman and you go M or FTM, you have to go bald. And if you're a man and you go MTF, you should be raped.
No.
You should be sexual.
I don't think that's equivalent. Number one, I don't agree with necessarily, but yeah. I don't think that's equivalent. I will say
you're
this.
You're saying that being bald is just as bad as being raped.
I'm saying if you're...
can't agree with.
If you're, if you're changing teams, you got to pay the tax.
Oh, I see. You have to go through the actual experience.
Yeah. The worst thing about being that gender...
Right. You're saying women, since they deal with...
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably say that does happen to...
Yeah, I think probably at higher rates, too.
Yeah, they probably were already raped as men, even.
I don't know.
Who?
Who knows?
F to M to F?
I don't know. This is all...
Well, the point... Here's what I will say, though.
This is like trying to understand calculus for me.
You shouldn't get a huge dick.
Go back and forth.
I respect anyone who goes F to M or M to F. F to M.
Yeah.
And then has a very like reasonable, modest penis.
What about if you...
Also, you get the way you pick your name, it's got to be like usernames on like a web... Like when you sign up for a new bank.
If it's gone, it's gone.
And you got to be like... You got to be like...
Like Elon Musk
like
kid?
N5, yeah. Mullen 6, 8, 5.
What, just so people know?
No, because all the good names are taken.
But there's a lot of guys named Nick.
Yeah, but a lot of people have the same name.
If you're coming over here, you know,
you
want to come over here.
Like,
you're getting one of the names we don't want anymore, like Troy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Or Simon.
Mm-hmm. Simon is a bad one.
You got to be fucking... Yeah. You got to be any name that starts with S,
any of the
really.
Chipmunks. No. Some of them are very powerful.
No,
foreign.
I can't even think of
sound
any
cool.
Of them.
Sound cool. No. But Alvin, Simon, or Theodore
Simon,
are all
Seth,
pretty fucking
Sebastian,
horrible.
Sebastian, Scott... I'm going through a list of the worst
Scott's
names.
Bad.
They're all top 10. The top 10 worst male names, probably 8 of them would start with S.
Yeah, but one of the best ones starts with an S.
Stavros?
You look, say whatever you want to say. You know that's a good name.
I like your name.
Thank you. It's better than Adam or Nick, without question.
I like Adam, too.
Adam's fine. Nick is fine. Stavros.
I don't like
my
name.
I don't mind Adam.
It's generic.
It's generic, but it's not the right kind of generic. I could deal with like Richard or George.
George is better than Nick.
Yeah. Richard or George?
Richard, yeah, you get to be dick.
It's like just like a kind of like a guess who character name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't. Nick's in that second.
Nick doesn't
category.
Have.
It's
Nick
like,
doesn't have
it's
enough
like,
nicknames.
It's like Alex, or fucking.
There's just a lot of Nicks.
Alex is better because you go Al.
I don't like it. No, Al is short for
Alex.
Alfred
isn't
or
bad. I don't think I've known many bad Alexes. Every Alex I know, I think I like.
I don't like that name.
I think I know a couple, because Alex is also more...
Joe, Jim, George, Richard.
Alex, but what about Alexander the Great? That's pretty cool.
I think I like him.
You could go by Xander.
No. Frank.
Xander. Xander's the worst. The ideal
name.
Option.
If I could have any name, it would be Ernie.
Ernie's yeah, really cool good.
Name. Ernie is the best.
God, I don't
never,
mean, listen.
You never see Ernie's there.
You don't get to be, sorry, man. You don't deserve Ernie.
First of all, I went by Ernie for an entire year of my life.
When?
There was a period where I was very
you
drunk.
Made everyone call you
I
that?
Would meet new people, and I'd tell them my name was Ernie.
Nah, you're not chill enough to be Ernie, dude. I'm sorry.
I was. No,
maybe when you were drunk.
That's another thing. Yeah.
I'm going to hang out with people at the bar all night and then sleep in my car.
You know what? That is an Ernie.
That's an Ernie.
Yeah, if you get drunk again, you can be Ernie, dude. I'll call you Ernie.
I wonder if Ernie is going to be there tonight trying to get me to buy him drinks because he's poor.
Ernie's drinking fucking rail wine.
What's up?
Oh, God,
I get some wine with dust on it?
Yeah, dude.
Dusty
you
wine?
Drinking wine at sidebar? At a punk bar in Baltimore. It's so awesome.
Yeah, just telling the bartender my name's Ernie.
That's honestly, you shouldn't have to. I mean,
they're like, was this a fake ID? You're like, no, I'm lying about my name being Ernie.
No, my name's not Ernie.
I just wish I was Ernie.
But you know what? Some people, if you're young enough, you can just choose a different name. Like, Bam Adebayo's name is not Bam. It's like, what is it? Idris.
You got to do it Margera. Before 18. Otherwise, you have to transition. Those are the rules.
I agree with that. Yeah, you could be Ernestine.
If you transition, you get a new name.
Be a woman, be Ernestine, and then we'll call you Ernie.
I could be a lesbian named Ernie.
You
that'd
could.
Be cool.
Yeah, you could.
How are you folks doing?
That'd be fun.
This is my lesbian
voice. Why do you sound like that lady?
This is what you sound like when you're a lesbian.
What was that when they got raped by Trump and Bergdorf Goodman?
It was sexy.
Yeah. Why is that who you go to? That's who you want to be as a woman?
We're here with Ernie James Carroll.
Our Gene Carroll. That's
Ernie
that's
Gene Carroll.
I forgot her name.
I don't know. Just my head came with. What does the E stand for? It stands for Ernie.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, E. Gene Carroll. That's right.
Yeah, Ernie Gene Carroll.
That's good.
We went into the dressing room and he sexually raped me. It was sexy. See, that's the thing. I don't even want to call it a rape, Anderson. I don't want to call it soft because it's just. That sounds so, you know, it was painful, but it was sexy. Okay, we're going to cancel
I'm back
the show.
In. I'm back in. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
No, he was doing Anderson Cooper.
We're going to take it.
I just had, listen, again, I'm having upgrades that have nothing to do with how fat I am. Mm-hmm. I have to, I'm getting new PVC, you know that flooring that looks like hardwood, but it's not?
Is it like a laminate?
It's a laminate, and I'm getting some of that in the basement, and I have to pick the color.
That's good for a basement.
It's good for a basement.
A New York moment. Like
just like the best New York. Donald Trump is going to put on a filmy bodysuit. It's like, I couldn't. So let's go in the dressing room. I'm going to make him put those pants on. Walked in, and the minute I was in there, he shut the door and pushed me up against the wall and banged my head.
Jesus
on the
Christ.
Wall. And kiss me. It was so shocking. He put his shoulder against me to hold me against the wall. And at that point, I realized that I was in a very difficult situation.
He definitely did it. Trump's definitely raped.
No. No.
It allegedly. Was just like, for legal purposes.
We're going to do this. We're just so hot for each other. Mm-hmm.
That's 100. I'm so hot for you. You know that's what he said.
Anyway, so he put me, you know, he pushed me, held me with his shoulder, and I was wearing a coat dress and tights. And
all right, get to the part where Anderson's uncomfortable.
Brief, because when a woman is stamping her feet,
And that's what you were doing. You started stamping your feet.
Rose to the occasion. And it did.
I just need the sound clip. I'm not gonna watch the 19 minute fucking clip.
It's 19 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah. The part where she says that when you think about rape, you think about it being sexy.
It's so funny that like Me Too just ended. Biden got Me Too'd, and then they're like, we didn't really mean believe all women.
Yeah, I know.
And
dude,
now it's
immediately.
At the point where Andrew Cuomo got accused. And there was not a word.
Dude, Cuomo
it was just like,
fucking
we're just,
stinks.
Who's
like,
protecting
not,
that
I
guy?
Wish someone would try and kill him like they did the mafia was trying to kill his dad, but...
Yeah, but he came through with too much security. Yeah.
No, it's because it's all this shit. Everyone's just a fucking, literally a Nazi. They're just all just fucking like authoritarian shitheads, and it doesn't matter. Either you like Donald Trump or you like someone like Cuomo.
Cuomo can suck my hard ass dick. I want the fucking vaccine, you fucking meatball.
Now what? They're fining people.
They're fining people because it's going. His administration is so fucking shitty at getting it out.
Yeah.
That some people were giving it to not nurses or whatever, and they're like, no, it's got to spoil instead of if you can't break the rules.
The vaccine will be going into my ass. It will be going into my balls.
We will inject it into my ball sack.
If there's extra vaccine, I will drink it like cum.
Which I love, by the way.
I love it. I love the taste of it. You know, I remember my mom would tell us when we were growing up, don't drink all that cum. And what we
You're
would
gonna
do.
You're going to ruin your appetite. I'm making meatballs.
What we would do is wait until after dinner, and then we would drink the cum. So when you come in here and you ask me a question with this tone of whatever, disrespect, remember that I drink cum. Remember?
Dude, when you
were here, you watched me drink it.
Dude, you were doing the voice, and I was like, there's no way. Nick is overdoing that fucking rhythm. Like. That fucking guy.
That's exactly
he's robot.
So
we are doing our best.
We're doing the best we can. The vaccine, we've taken a look at it. We've taken a look at my ass. We're taking a look at his balls, and they're cute.
He's got cute balls.
He's got cute balls, and I want to suck on them.
Oh, fuck, dude. Mm. Oh, the thing I was saying earlier, by the way, and I'm not cruising.
Oh, about your bathroom.
I have some kind of bladder issue. Mm-hmm. And I have to piss quite frequently, and I've also been getting more hydrated. So, piss more.
I
mentioned the previous episode. I was the 20,000 step bastard over December. I would get 20,000 steps every day. It's about 8 or 9 miles. So I would start
Dr. Calvin Butts. Thank you for this.
Dr. Calvin Butts.
Dr. Calvin Butts is here, and he's distributed his cum into my ass. I want to thank Dr. Calvin Butts for displaying his penis to me and allowing me to suck it.
Respect.
It's a pleasure to be with the congregation of Abyssinians.
Congregation.
It's a pleasure to get bent over by a group of Abyssinians and have them fuck me in my mouth and ass.
He literally talks like Al Pacino, dude. He talks like black talking Al Pacino.
He thinks he's like a wise guy.
Well, they're both like queens from New York.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that about Al.
Happy New Year to all.
To
2020
all.
Is over, and I say amen.
Ugh.
It was obviously a terrible experience for all of us.
Shut up.
It was a dark time.
Fuck
indeed.
You.
But this fucking piece of shit is going to run for president.
Even in the darkness, there was always a way to stick your hand out and feel around for a cock to guide into your lips. To guide it into your mouth and then talk about it with your brother on TV. To laugh. They
both suck the cock.
Your brother, who violated quarantine, and then you go home to mom's house to suck each other off. It's funny. This is going to get back to his office, and we're all going to be killed by police officers in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they run like a political machine here.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, they're like 100% corrupt.
Yeah.
Who is that going up against?
Do
you remember during the last gubernatorial election, all that, dirt on him?
I don't think you should be killed, Andrew. I'm sorry,
Andrew. Yeah. You've done a great job.
It was satire because I love you. So
I love how all the old people died in the nursing home.
That was actually hilarious. That was a hilarious bit.
It was a good bit.
We did it because we thought it would be funny to do. If you don't think it's funny, then you can suck my cock.
I think what you're doing with the vaccines is very smart, Andrew.
It's smart. Throw them away.
Throw them away, you fucking...
You cool you fucking...
New York City's 444-7 homicides
made
for New York's bloodiest year, which is 2020, of the decade.
I don't know who this is. Real Tina 40?
She's just fucking... She would do, videos driving.
Holding a press conference.
Good afternoon.
afternoon.
Good afternoon. Does anyone want to show me their penis?
I am gay now.
Now I'm gay.
We are not talking about the coronavirus. You know, we are talking about penis.
It's so funny because it's like, why do people still listen to the show if it's going to be the same thing over and over again? But then it's like, I still laugh at it.
It's funny every time.
I'm not going to. Look, if I haven't grown out of it at 32 years old,
our listeners have a decade.
I will not grow out of it.
I will be gay forever.
Good afternoon.
Can I see your penis?
We've got an alternative method with a syringe that's about 6 inches in girth that you can suck on.
6 inches in girth?
It's a new type of syringe.
Good things happening in the state of New York. And we are going to tell you about them. From my far right, Gareth Rhodes, to his left.
I hate him, dude.
He sucks.
You bum.
James Malatris.
He literally is doing an Al Pacino impression.
I don't understand why it's so hard for you to like comprehend that they're both Italian people from New York.
He is, bro.
You're like watching a guy from Boston. You're like, what is this guy doing? Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, Ben Affleck. This guy said shit in the. First of all, his hotter brother doesn't talk like that.
Yeah. He doesn't at all.
Hotter brother is on a TV. National news anchor that needs to.
No, he hypes it up it's folksy. Mm-hmm. It's like when a politician does a fake Southern accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's talked about, like, I remember seeing one of the most annoying things I ever saw where he said,
would like to purchase 2 nipple piercings, by the way.
Your biggest bulldog nipple piercings.
I'm going to hook them up to a car battery and we're going to watch me come.
Bro, he said one time that him and Fauci were like the De Niro and Pacino of COVID.
Cool.
This is the kind of fucking Italian brain we're dealing with here. He is doing a Pacino impression.
No, he's doing of course. He's hyping it up. His dad was the governor of the state.
Yeah, his dad didn't talk like that.
He didn't grow up in a bodega.
No.
Yeah, but there's plenty of people that sound like that are just
and they're
like
all
Italian
faking it too.
He's a fucking blue blood. He's not like a fucking guy from Bensonhurst.
It doesn't matter. There's still people that sound like that.
But fake. Those people are rich now and are pretending. Is my point.
That's not how accents work.
Yes, it is.
No, I didn't. People don't really even talk like that anymore. Like that's what people talk like on Long Island and Staten Island now. Like in New York, for the most part,
not in the city, but I'd say there's like rich Italian people that live in Westchester that just sound like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say that they're all pretending.
All right.
Then he is definitely. They're all hyping it up a little bit. They like sounding like
his normal speaking voice is like,
I'm Andrew.
It's me, Andrew Cuomo.
It's me, Andy.
We've got a Chinese woman from the news here.
And I'd like to see her pussy.
We're going to measure to see if her pussy is sideways. Are you like good. Apprehensive on that?
No.
Oh, no.
That's a different laugh I'm trying.
Are you trying to do laugh? Yeah.
We're
trying out Stav's new laugh as a way to stop the virus. Now, the next move is we're closing down all the businesses. Except for the places where you can have gay sex.
Yes.
We're reopening.
Yes.
We're reopening every store as F.A.G. Schwartz. And they sell dildos now.
The Save Our Restaurants Act, which will now convert every restaurant to a gay sex den.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go there. I will be the only customer.
Yeah. It's called funding all good government organization training national
institution
of good government.
You had to get greedy.
Economic resolution plan.
It's not called that.
It's called the funding all good government organizational training.
It's not called that.
No, it's not that.
Act.
You couldn't do one or the other. You had to do both. You had to get greedy.
It's a
Big Tent policy we're doing?
No, it isn't.
Called the National Institute.
No, you're just gay. You're not also.
The National Institute of Good Government and Economic Reform for funding all. For funding all government programs.
Where's the P?
Funding all government programs, especially.
Now we're talking.
New.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, penis.
What do you mean, penis? Who is this guy?
I don't know, Andrew.
Get him out of here.
I don't know, Mr. Sorry, Governor. Do you want me to get him out of here? Or do you want him to suck your dick?
Hopefully.
Can you use
my cum?
Rapid testing to safely reopen. Query. No place has done it. No one's even talked about it.
Can you do it? Will it be done? Do we want to do it? Will you do it?
Can I see your penis?
Can I suck your penis? Can I suck on your penis?
Can I taste it?
Yeah.
He's a divorced guy, right?
I don't know.
I think he is. He's got that energy about him.
He does. You know he's trying to get pussy.
I mean, he has the energy of like a sexless old woman.
Yeah. He's like, you could tell like he hasn't gotten pussy.
He's like, he makes me feel like, he's probably, you know, when you first encounter like a mean teacher earlier in your life?
Yes. And like you realize he's gotten no pussy. Like,
what's wrong with
him? He's a mean old like cunt from like, you know, that was probably born in 1910.
Yeah.
And they've been teaching fucking like second grade since like 1961.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And they're just a cunt. And
you know, their hole hasn't been worked over.
And they go home and their lives suck. Clearly, yeah.
That's the vibe I get from him.
I think he's gotten pussy, but bad pussy.
My vibes are bad. I have bad vibes. We're trying to fit all of the seniors into my ass.
There was no more room in my ass.
Governor Cuomo, do you want to? Would you just briefly discuss your plan to move all of the seniors into your ass? I'm not discussing this. You already asked these questions.
They bent over. Mm. This is a bunch of old motherfuckers with walkers putting one limb in at a time and disappearing into his ass.
We have 6,000 seniors playing pinochle in my ass. They're happy in there.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. But what I was trying to say at the beginning of the episode.
What about the bathrooms?
I saw a pocket pussy in a public bathroom, and it was the one closest to my home. I go to it often. And I like to do. I had to piss quite a bit that time, so I made a loop around a couple blocks, and I came back 10 minutes later. This was around 8 a.m. It was an early start to the day. Mm-hmm. Coming back around, it's gone.
Wow!
So somebody must have left their pocket pussy in
Damn.
There.
That's like a that's sort of like an Irish folk tale.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a Twilight Zone episode.
Imagine but here's you're my walking question. Around the neighborhood and you see a pocket pussy.
Here's
later,
my question.
You go back. And it's gone. That happened to one man somewhat recently in Queens, New York.
Okay.
A fat man who's also gay.
That's not true. Yeah. It didn't happen to him. I guess somebody else also saw it then.
He's only straight because he likes the term eating pussy.
Yeah. Well, you can eat ass too. Thank you very
that
much.
That wasn't around when he chose.
He hadn't heard of it.
He didn't choose. He
just, I was thinking about it. It would be funny to just start saying Medicare for blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people say, like, do you mean Medicare for all? You're like, dude.
Yeah. Oh, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way to completely miss the point.
All health care matters. Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Medicare fucking for blacks. Asshole. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. It goes without saying Medicare for all. Medicare for blacks is what we need to be talking about.
Oh, fuck. That's good. You should do that.
The blacks.
Medicare for blacks.
Black Lives Matter. What if you start saying it like that?
Who?
Black.
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 Black Lives Matter.
Nah, I mean it. Fucking Black Lives Matter. No, I'm saying it sincerely. That's just how I talk. That's how I
just talk like that.
Black Lives Matter.
Black.
Fucking Black Lives Matter. I mean, they do. No, I mean, no, I just, it's the way
you just have a sarcastic voice.
I just got a sarcastic voice.
I'm just a wise ass.
I'm just what you call a chuckling Charlie over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, stop. I didn't tell you a story that I could share on the show.
I'd love to hear it.
During winter break, Nick and I were hanging out and...
Shh.
No. Okay, Nick and I weren't. I wasn't with okay. Nick, and I called the drugs man.
Yeah,
and Nick's like, oh, see what other kinds of, because we're like, let's, you know, what other, he says he has a lot of different kinds.
Sure. We're trying to get into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. I'd love to. Believe me, I was fucked up.
Anyway, so I was like, yeah. So what do you? I was like, what other kinds of drugs he has? He's like, well. He's this kind of like fat Albanian Queens guy from kind of an Action Bronson kind of vibe. And he's like, well...
He lives in Queens? He comes out here?
That's just his vibe. That's what I surmise.
I see.
And he's like, well, I got white. I got K. And he's like, I got Molly. Two different kinds. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what are the two kinds that you have? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, one is called Me Too.
And, oh, God.
And the other one's called Reddit.
So they're both for raping people?
And I was like, well, I said, what's the difference? He's like, honestly, one is yellow and one is red, but they make you feel real good, though.
Why is it called Me Too?
I don't know.
Was he going to sell you GHB?
I have no idea. I didn't.
Don't gay guys take that? Either.
They take it, yeah.
Just to hang out?
What was the meth called in Breaking Bad? Blue Crush?
I don't know.
Something. Blue something.
Blue something.
Yeah.
Blue Midnight.
We're calling it Blue Gums.
We're calling it Blue Gums. Slick. We're calling it Slick Willie's Blue Gums.
Blue Gums. Jesse. Suck my, show me your penis.
Nice.
I am the one who has gay sex.
That's nice.
I am the one who is gay.
How about this one? It's Breaking Bad. He's trying to see Jesse's cock.
You're five. You're five now.
Yep. The multiplier's running.
It's still funny.
Dude, it's so funny. It's like, it is just, it's fucking going to get worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
The world, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
the show. Yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
Literally. The world.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people...
Even if it weren't.
A lot of people are not
doing
well.
Still
going to
get older and die. No
right. Even if somehow the world rebounds.
If the world was great. If
we'll age and die or kill ourselves.
Yeah.
I've been having sex with Walt from Breaking Bad.
I've been showing him my penis in exchange for Blue Crush.
Walt and I have been engaged in a homosexual relationship. And he put his penis in my ass.
God damn it, Andrew. What are you talking about? Yeah. Don't tell them.
I am the one who's on top.
I am the one who fucks your ass.
Yo, Mr. White. I was wondering if I could suck your cock. I was wondering if me and Beaver could suck the governor's cock.
What were his friends' names?
It's like Beaver and Tito or something.
Yeah,
the
like
skinny
that.
Guy and the tall guy. Yeah.
One of them had a fucked
Yo,
up face.
Yo, Jesse! Jesse, I was wondering if I could suck the governor's cock.
Fat Matt Damon's in that show too. I've only seen.
I like that guy, Plemons.
Yep,
Jesse Plemons. Have you ever watched Friday Night Lights?
You have a poster of him in your bedroom.
He does. I'm looking at it right now.
I don't. We're not in my bedroom.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're telling the audience we record in my bedroom.
We do.
That's
when I say so. Mm-hmm. And today I said so, and you were like,
"Yes, sir." And today he said so,
and you said, "Yes, sir."
No, I didn't say yes, sir.
Yes, you did.
We're not.
You said, "Oh, give me a second. I'll open my ass."
That's where you sleep somehow.
Yeah. That's true.
My ass is open for indoor dining only.
Yeah, and takeout.
While the restaurants are 20% capacity, my ass is at 100.
My ass is just has DoorDash guys going in and out of it.
Oh, fuck.
How about DoorDash and they bring you a piece of pussy?
I love that idea.
How about that?
I would be an angel investor in that.
Hey, Mr. Wonderful, how about...
Sharks, what I have for you today is you get pussy.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you $100.
Or Grabhub, as they send a bitch and you just grab her pussy all up. Right there on the stoop.
Grabhub, gas, right at the door.
I stick my hand out of the mail slot and I grab all up on her pussy. And like, mm-hmm. Thanks, bitch.
Grabhub.
Suckless.
My hand comes out like a cartoon hand from up the dress.
I love honking just a puss.
Big love. Fan. Nothing I love more than grabbing pussy.
Nice honk of a puss.
I love honking a pussy.
Doing that to their clit.
Yeah. Did somebody say pussy?
It's a Roger Rabbit style.
A juror at a rape trial.
Did somebody say somebody raped me? The mask has to get raped.
That was when the defendant bludgeoned me and inserted his.
She was then raped and murdered.
Boy,
did somebody say rape? Yes. Why are you reacting positively?
PA.
No one even said pussy.
Why?
R-A-P-A-Y. Because I got her.
Because I got her.
Because she said no.
Smoking. So if you ever want to get out of jury duty.
Just paint your face green and say a bunch of shit like that.
And I told you I ran into the bad guy from the mask at Best Buy two weeks ago.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
That rocks. How does he look?
I was like, are you Peter Green? He's like, yes.
His face
is...
You notice with the mask?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
His face is fucked up. Like, he's got a weathered face.
I think
face.
He's got a cool face.
Well, he's just, he's,
it is cool, but...
He had strong bone structure. Yeah. Now he's old, so there's no, like, now there's no fat.
Oh, interesting. So it looks more, like a skull.
He looks more sunken. Severe. Yeah.
He looks evil. It's good for roles.
Yeah.
Did he look evil in Best Buy?
He did.
Yeah. He can't
What was
it.
He getting? Black Spider-Man?
He was like, do you guys sell masks? I'm looking for a mask that's going to turn me green. And they're like, no.
Yeah, he's like, do you guys sell copies of the mask? Just trying to get noticed.
Do you happen to know maybe a movie where that happens? They're like, we only sell movies. Like, is there a movie where this happens? He's like, can you take me to
maybe
the box?
Maybe something where Jim Carrey's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron Diaz.
He was also in the Black Donnellys, which was a bad show that I watched in...
he's in a lot of shit. He's in Usual Suspects. He's in fucking Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
The movie called Clean Shaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, nice.
He's a good actor.
He is.
Yeah.
So is Jesse Plemons. I don't know if I brought that up.
We're looking at his fucking... The two posters you have in your room.
It's funny because it's like he's not... Like people don't know who he is, but I mean, those are like some pretty significant roles.
Oh, for sure. No, he's a definite. He's a definite.
Pulp Fiction, Usual Suspects.
The Mask, those three alone.
Training. He's in Training Day.
Oh, yeah. He is in Training Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in some really good fucking movies.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want a guy that looks like that, he's your go-to guy. Mm.
Well, Training Day had like all of those guys.
Mm-hmm. He did. There's really
those guys. It's like Scott Glenn, him, and Lance Henriksen.
Yep.
Are the trifecta of like severe.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know those guys' names, but I know exactly who you're talking about. Mm. Yeah, this is cool though. Your bedroom's pretty tight. It has Jesse Plemons has RBG memorabilia. All over
Scott Glenn's cool. You don't see him in stuff much anymore.
Who's Scott
Which
Glenn?
One is he?
Scott Glenn. So there's a continuum that's like I guess Keith Carradine, David Carradine, Scott Glenn, Lance Henriksen,
I know the Carradine
Peter Weller,
brothers.
Peter Green. And that's like...
All I know is Peter Green and the one Carradine that jacked off to death.
I know both of them.
Who's the other Carradine?
The other one was in that movie Southern Comfort.
Never seen it.
He was in other shit.
You know what I did see
a lot
recently
of other shit.
That was fucking weird?
I think he was just
it was a Killing Them Softly. which was Gandolfini and Brad Pitt.
And it's the Detroit movie, right?
I don't think so.
I thought it takes place in... Maybe I'm wrong.
Except for those guys, it's such a piece of shit.
It's so bad.
Because it's basically like a guy watches Sopranos...
It's the Seven Deadly Sins.
...and synthesized like eight different bodies.
Trying to be cool.
It's so fucking weird.
It's just a movie desperate to be cool.
And the main guy sounds like fucking Meatwad doing a Ben Affleck impression.
The serial killer is going through all of the Seven Deadly Sins.
I've never seen that either.
Gluttony. Number two, sloth. Number three...
Being gay.
Oh, I was saving that one for the last.
Oh shit, my bad.
That was going to be the punchline.
Oh damn, Tom Berenger's also in Training Day. It's got all the guys.
Yes, Tom Berenger for sure.
Yeah.
Macy Gray is in it.
Tom Berenger's not really on that spectrum though.
No.
His facial features are just a little too.
Doesn't he play a weathered face, but
it's not about being weathered. All those guys are just like they've got like severe, kind of like hard features.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. I don't know who Tom Berenger is. He's hot.
You know all those guys. Tom Berenger also. Wait, now I can't remember if it's Tom Berenger or Tom Skerritt that plays the dad in the other.
Oh,
sister.
Tom Berenger was kind of hot when he was young.
Tom Berenger's in The Big Chill, right?
It's crazy looking at like old people that look like shit, and then you're like, damn, isn't I'm Berenger, gonna look horrible Berenger, if this guy who used to be hot looks
oh,
bad.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm gonna look fucking so bad.
Except, actually, I take that back.
I'm gonna look like a woman.
I take that back. You definitely will look like a woman.
I'm gonna probably
you, first of all, what do you mean gonna?
I'm gonna look more like a woman.
You are so they them right now, bro. Your whole vibe is they
them. Is that my quarantine?
A lot of people said I was hot when I was younger, and now I look like a queen.
I got it.
Nah, he wasn't hot. You see that picture of his brother who looks honestly like a piece of ass when he's like 18?
Incredible arms.
And Cuomo looks like fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
You called me Fredo, and that's an anti-Italian slur. What a fucking pussy.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
The mafia, that's so embarrassing to be like a fucking descendant from the mafia and behaving this way.
He's not, though.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying, Italians.
Yeah.
When men were men, strong, silent type.
Yeah.
Like Gary Cooper.
Whatever happened to Pepper Ann?
Whatever happened to Pepper Ann's pussy?
Mm-hmm. That might be... We'll just do a clip show, but my favorite moment on the show was Anthony Jr. explaining that Pepper Ann was killed at a school
that
at dinner.
That girl was
Tony,
killed, yeah.
Tony blowing up at dinner.
Yeah. We talked about it earlier, but I like the time that we were arguing about our doctors.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, too. Mm. But your dick is medically small, though, but for real.
What happened to Schoolhouse Rock?
Great question.
You know?
Great question.
Mm-hmm. What happened to that show?
I don't fucking know. Wait, why did Playboy stop showing pussy?
That's sitting what I want to know. On Capitol Hill.
Well, yeah.
I'm just getting sucked off. I'm just getting fucked in my ass. And so I can be something else. And now I'm not a Bill anymore. Wow. Schoolhouse Rock.
Like every rock and roll story, Schoolhouse Rock was undone by drug abuse.
Season one, sex. Family Guy.
Uh-huh.
The sex ed class for Schoolhouse Rock with...
I remember that.
Yeah.
What was it?
Vagina Junction, What's Your Function, Taking in Sperm and Spitting Out Babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that fucking conductor from the Conjunction Junction song from Schoolhouse Rock. I thought that was the funniest
dude,
thing.
Dude, season one Family Guy when it came out.
Man, that blew
my
mind.
Are you kidding me, dude?
That shit fucking, like, it rocked my world.
I was so hyped when it came back.
Dude.
Shouts out to Seth MacFarlane, one of the straightest men in Hollywood.
I know, but that fucking first season. We should go back and watch it. It's like not that
funny. It's probably not good, no. But yeah. When you're like, what, we're like 12 probably?
Yeah, dude, the funniest
it's
fucking
the
thing.
It's the spot, dude.
Yeah.
It's the fucking spot.
When he hurts
spot.
His knee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dude, remember the episode funny. Where he finds out that Chris's dick is bigger
it's
than
huge,
his?
Yeah.
Then
that's
he has
awesome.
To get the penis car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he gets like plastic surgery too, I think.
Not a bad show.
It's going to be so funny
people
to see
love
how,
shitting on it.
How bad this show is in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
none
now.
Of it will even, I mean, now, yes, but none of it
us
will.
Oh, dude, it won't make any sense.
Even
complaining
even
about
like
Twitter.
Conceptually. Like, if you don't like the show now. Yeah.
you can at least like understand where to say this isn't funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There'll be no way to discern what's supposed to be funny.
You know, like, it'll be so confusing.
Yeah.
People will be so confused at how much I'm laughing.
Yeah.
They're like, why do they have a retarded guy? That's
who's this woman?
Because they won't have, in 10 years, they're not going to have retarded people anymore. They'll finally cure them.
It's so true.
That's true.
So fucking
they'll
true.
They'll cure it by infanticide.
We have a vaccine for the retarded.
We're sucking off retards.
And spitting out. We're spitting the cum into the toilet. Making sure it never gets near a woman's pussy.
Mom, Andrew Cuomo sucked me off at school. We're closing schools except for the delicious ones. Some of them taste good. It tastes good.
We need the...
to suck penis.
Public officials to manage those public hospitals. As I said, there are...
Yeah, he's just really fucking this up.
There are... Fuck you! That's what I say.
Wow, that had a harmonic to it.
Yeah, dude, I have a good voice.
Fuck!
Fuck!
Very good.
Suck my dick. I am gay. My dick is small. How about those episodes of SVU we watched, boys?
It was.
Yeah,
it was,
we watched the...
We took a little breakerino here.
Two of the post-coronavirus episodes. The first one was social distancing... Slut shaming episode. Yep.
There was a bitch getting her pussy filled during coronavirus.
During Corona, and the second one we watched the Karen BLM.
The Karen BLM. But ultimately, the moral of the slut shaming one was that if you don't get enough pussy, you'll commit murder.
That's true. The guy that I liked the moral at the end. The guy that actually the anti-masker, the scold,
the black guy was
the scold.
The black guy happened to only he was only getting pussy.
He was only there to get
he was to sell drugs and get pussy and rob. But he doesn't commit murder. The incels are the ones that commit murder, according to SVU.
And I kind of I like that.
And he gets
feel
a lot
good
of
about
pussy.
Watching it. Mm-hmm. The guy, the murderer at the end, spoiler alert, guys, is the guy who gets mad at the girl for not social distancing and getting fucked.
She got fucked and he wanted pussy from her.
And he wanted,
she fucked everyone in the, first of all, so the Italian girl fucked both of them? So
Italian girl fucked the jock
and the black guy and the girl.
And the girl, yeah. She was on a little.
Was she a bit of a little?
She was having a little bit of a Steve Coogan style trip, if you know what I'm saying.
Does Coogan get pussy on those?
Well,
schmoogers?
He goes around Italy. I don't know.
Does Coogan fuck his friend and get pussy?
It was a reach. Okay. It was a reach.
I haven't seen those,
but no, it was. Like I think it was a takeoff of Amanda Knox a little bit because she got charged with murder for her roommate when she was living in Italy. And she was having threesomes with her roommate and her roommate's black boyfriend.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
I believe. And then she was put on trial for murder. And then
did she beat the case?
She beat the case and moved back and then got married to a guy that looks exactly like, what's his name? Riff Raff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. But I used to have a massive crush on her.
On Amanda Knox. Now, there's a couple lady like, murderers that are pretty hot,
first
right?
of all, you know she fucks.
She
and second
fought.
Of all, she was like kind of like closer to our age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked so scared.
Who else are there? Isn't there a couple women that were hot that murdered?
I mean, yeah, of course.
But like high profile.
Who's
the lady that murdered her kids?
I don't know. A lot of women kill their kids.
No, there's a sexy one though.
There's the teachers that fuck the kids.
That's not what I'm asking about.
There's some hotties.
Nick,
in
this
that.
Is the kind of random bullshit you know.
What's that?
A hot lady.
A hot lady that murdered her kids or something.
No, women do that shit all the time.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
Whatever, dude. I'm
trying to find something that I lost.
Your penis?
Yes.
That's why I was wondering why you were looking at the world's strongest microscope.
Yeah.
World's strongest telescope.com.
Telescope microscope. It's both.
It's an app that.
You can use your phone camera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what he was doing.
To find your dick.
Adam, was it?
No, that's not what he was doing.
Thank you. Back me up here. We got a nice hot riff about him having a really tiny cock.
Well, we don't have to riff. We can just see it.
It's not a riff. You're right. I'm sorry.
We can't see it because it's so small.
You're right.
Small.
You know what? I'm in the wrong here. Mm-hmm. I'm not making a joke.
I'm going to start making
because
pants.
It's because it's reality.
Yeah. Jeans with that like clear raincoat material over the,
over the cock.
Right, yeah.
That's awesome.
Just a show. And then
I would not want that. My dick is a horror show when it's soft.
There's a movie about that.
And then just go walk around New York until someone tries to arrest you and then pull out your phone and be like, excuse me, I'm gay. Excuse me, I'm the governor of New York.
There's literally
The gay guy showing his cock saying his Cuomos are back again.
My name is Andrew Cuomo and I'm the president.
Yeah. He's just at the Chipotle with his dick out in line.
I didn't read it, but supposedly there's a bill now that they're trying to pass that says they can just arrest you if they think you have
coughing.
If they think you have coronavirus, they can remove you from your home.
That's cool.
From your home?
In New York, yeah.
Where the fuck are you supposed to go?
In the fucking river.
He's going to kidnap you.
But where?
That's what it's like.
Isn't the whole point you stay home?
Living in this city, you know? If you want to be...
you're out and about coughing.
If you want to be a dumb lib and live in New York for your art.
Be an artist. There is a movie called So Fine where about a guy who... he's fucking a chick and then he has to leave quickly and he grabs her jeans and then the ass cheeks tear on her jeans and then he designs a pair of pants where there are like those plastic raincoat material over the ass and then they become a sensation. He gets really rich.
There's a movie about that? Were you having a dream about what you wish your life
real,
would be like?
Actually, it's a real movie. It stars Ryan O'Neal. It's not a bad movie. Maybe I didn't pitch it well enough, but it's all right.
But, no, sounds bad.
All right.
Was it your favorite part where you see the guy's ass when it breaks your
jeans? No, this is a fantasy.
That's what I'm saying.
This girl told me this dumb shit. She was like, oh, I had this dream that there was a documentary about how Adam was the sweetest man in the world and you were in it. What? I'm like, what kind of fucking retarded dream?
You need to fucking stop listening to the show. What's wrong with that dream? You need to have
Women should not listen to the show.
Like, what kind of bizarre...
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Your subconscious is so fucked up that you're having a dream about Adam. A documentary about Adam being the sweetest.
The sweetest man.
It sounds like a sweet documentary.
It's a bad documentary. It sounds like it's all
dream.
Fake.
I said that's the kind of dream like a closeted Japanese man has.
Yeah. Yeah, where his mind won't allow him to think about gay sex. He's repressed even in his dreams.
Yeah.
So he thinks of something even gayer than gay sex. A documentary about Adam being sweet.
And then they interviewed you for it. It's a dream about me. As a talking head being like, oh yeah, Adam's very...
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. I don't know. I think I would go see that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it'll be? Like the Mr. Rogers documentary?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful day inside my ass. It's a beautiful day inside my ass. Won't you come over, Mr. Cuomo?
Won't you fuck my asshole?
Andrew Cuomo's neighborhood.
Andrew, fuck my asshole.
It's
a beautiful day inside my ass.
It's a beautiful day inside my ass. It's a beautiful day inside my balls. At 2 o'clock, Mr. Trolley is going to come through, and hopefully he will be bringing us pictures of gay porn. Here comes Mr. Trolley now, and later in the afternoon, I will be meeting with King Friday to possibly suck his cock.
Fuck, shouts out to gay ass King Friday. Yeah. Oh, dude, remember the joke we were doing when we were walking?
Ah, Governor Cuomo, welcome.
Welcome, and show me your penis,
Governor. Gladly, Mr. Friday.
Of course, King Friday.
Would fucking Mr. Rogers enter the fantasy world?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Because it existed inside the trolley tunnel, right?
No, I think they would just cut away. They would go...
My impression was always that the trolley was the thing that transcended the two dimensions.
I believe that's correct.
That's correct. And yeah, he was never standing next to the puppet.
Yeah.
I don't think.
So.
Or I think he might have. I think the puppets would sometimes talk to him.
We're going to try to figure out how to get into Mr. Rogers' tunnel so that I personally may meet King Friday and offer the sucker's cock in exchange for magic that'll get rid of the virus.
Yes.
Our current plan in New York
is I'll be meeting with Big Bird so that he may lay an egg inside of my ass. And the challenge is that if I can hold 3 of Big Bird's football-sized eggs in my ass without breaking them,
mm-hmm.
he'll get the virus cured. Big Bird has the Snuffleupagus. If I can put his entire trunk in my mouth, they said he'll give us the cure to the virus.
Why don't they just give it to us now?
Because it's Sesame Street. Don't you remember?
No.
Can't you tell me how to get to Sess? I'm gay.
I'm gay street. Okay. Sess, I'm gay street.
Sess, I'm gay street. We're having the police look into who called me gay.
No one called you gay, sir. It's just the show's called Sesame Street.
I'm deaf. My ears are filled with cum. I went cum diving over the weekend. I don't want to hear it. I'm allowed to have a vacation. I worked very hard to get the virus under control.
I beat the virus.
I beat the virus. So
haven't you read my book?
If I want to fill a bathtub with cum and go cum diving, I have a Scrooge McDuck room in my house filled with cum, and I dive into the cum. And now my ears are filled with cum, so I mistakenly thought someone said I was gay. But they were saying Sesame Street.
Oh, fuck. You know the guy I think is hilarious? The guy we were talking about while we were walking?
What guy?
Who gets arrested for child pornography.
Oh, that guy's good.
So the jail is tough for him?
Yeah.
He's like, I want to do it.
I wanted the hardest experience.
I want to do the hardest kind of time.
I tried to be a crooked cop.
Many, nothing's harder than molester time.
Can you show me how to suck on a man's hard dick?
How to suck on it?
Andrew Cuomo.
I guarantee you he's met Big Bird.
Dude, Big Bird's in Queens, dude.
Yeah, it's in
Sesame
New York
Street
show.
In Queens.
It's yeah, dude. It's right by York. I think they shoot it at the Kauffman Astoria.
I don't think Sesame Street is a real street though.
No, you fucking dunce. I'm saying they shoot
it. I thought
that's
where Andrew Cuomo...
But I thought the show... I mean, maybe they shoot it in Queens. I thought Sesame Street was supposed to be in Harlem.
It's supposed to take place in... Yeah. I think...
It's not a Queens neighborhood.
Go ahead.
Say it, Adam.
Say it.
I think it's supposed to take place...
I don't have it up. I would. Trust me, I would. But I don't have it up. Let me see if Cuomo hangs out with Big Bird.
For sure, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he? Were you guys Big Bird guys?
No, I didn't fuck with him.
I loved Big Bird.
Are you serious? You didn't fuck with him?
No, I like Grover.
I liked Grover and Big Bird. Yeah.
I like Big Bird for sure.
Why? He wasn't funny.
He's nice.
He's a cool guy.
He's a nice, cool Big Bird.
Grover was funny.
And this is why the documentary would never
shot out.
Grover was anxious. That's who you liked him because he was the Jewish.
I'm gay.
Oh, I'm scared. He's scared of himself.
Grover gets shot out of cannons.
No,
and stuff.
You're thinking of Gonzo, you fucking
Gonzo.
Idiot.
Oh,
Gonzo was cool. Gonzo got pussy from chickens.
Grover is a waka waka waka.
No, that's Fonzie. Jesus Christ. Of course, I loved Fozzie. That was
the Jewish Muppets are Telly and Grover.
Who's the guy that got shot at?
Gonzo, you fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you invented a kind of porn.
None of this is fucking Sesame Street, you idiot. That's Muppets.
Yeah, Muppets is
You're embarrassing yourself.
Which one's... All right, I forget, I guess.
Grover is Sesame Street.
Grover is Sesame Street.
Sesame Street is Telly, Grover, Elmo, Big Bird, Cookie Monster.
Yup.
And then...
The Count.
No, Elmo.
The Count, for
Elmo's
sure. Oscar.
Elmo.
Oscar. I said
Oscar.
Elmo.
I fucked with the Count.
Elmo's the star of the show. But Elmo's fucking...
Elmo's a spaz.
He's 4. He's gay.
He's a lot like Adam.
He's 4 years old. He's got a fucking house made out of crayon drawings. He's fucking pussy.
Yeah, he is definitely a pussy.
I liked Bert and Ernie's lifestyle.
Bert and Ernie's cool. Yeah, you definitely like their lifestyle.
I like their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Just living with your best friend.
That's literally my lifestyle.
Are we gay like that, Adam? Hey, Bert, are we gay?
Oh, look. It's actually de Blasio that's friends with Big Bird.
Damn.
Not okay. Cuomo. He met Big Bird.
Cuomo wouldn't be taught. Look, de Blasio thinks Big Bird's real. I'm just like,
can you show me how
these pictures are so funny, dude.
He's so happy to be shown with Big Bird. He's smiling so much.
Fucking idiot.
Yo, I mean, de Blasio might be, because de Blasio, you can't even though he's a fucking disaster of a mayor.
Everyone hates him.
But he's like, he is kind of a fucking retard. So you
for sure.
You can't really hate
him. I think it's fun to make fun of him. But yeah. He seems like a nice enough guy.
He seems well-intentioned, but it's like just a dog shit fucking mayor.
I mean, everyone hates the mayor of New York. There's never been a popular one other than Rudy after 9/11.
Not when it's going to be Andrew motherfucking Yang, dude. The fucking Yang gang's taking over.
I think
over.
That it's just a job where you're set up to be hated. I think it's never...
What about my boy Fiorello?
LaGuardia?
From back in the day.
Did people like him?
People loved him.
Lil Flower.
Yeah. He ruled, and he did all the good shit.
Yeah. People loved Al Smith, too, but I think he was the governor, not the mayor.
Big Al?
Yeah.
Fiorello. What a good name, dude. Fiorello LaGuardia.
Such a sick name.
That's the kind of Italian you need to be, Cuomo.
Are we about to have Andrew Yang as the mayor of our city?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Although he did say if he was the mayor, he would make James Dolan sell the team, which you would have a lot of New York on your side if you said that.
Well,
what's crazy about Al Smith is he lived in like basically the Two Bridges neighborhood. Mm-hmm. For his entire life.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like in the Five
Points?
That
was just like, he was like a Lower East Side guy.
Oh, cool.
He spoke like five languages. He spoke like Yiddish, Italian.
Damn.
Like, yeah.
That's pretty tight.
And then, but like probably also couldn't read.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. When was he governor, mayor, or whatever?
He was governor, in like the 1910s, 1920s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Around, I think, Jimmy Walker was the mayor of New York.
Dynamite!
that guy was.
Al Smith, governor. He was governor for a long time. He served like four terms.
Nice. Did you read that in The Penis Broker, your favorite book?
I did, yeah.
I only know about Fiorello because of the name is so good. And he's in
the airport.
Airport, my.
So great.
Which I miss, dude. I used to be in and out of that bitch so often.
You used to go to LaGuardia a lot. It was like 10 minutes from your house.
I'm so sad, dude. Can't wait to tour again in like a fucking year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, I just touched that balls. They were so little.
You touched my. Shut up. They
were little. They were so little, dude.
You touched my balls through the pants. Shut up. So little.
They were so little. If they were big, I would have been like, damn. I've been lying this whole time.
Jimmy Walker, he was like the Tammany Hall mayor. I think he might have been like the last Tammany Hall mayor. In New York, but just corrupt as shit.
Yeah.
He had a casino in Central Park. It was just him. He's like, you hang out there with his like mob friends.
That rules.
Yeah.
Salute.
Yeah, this guy ruled.
For real, though, your balls are so tiny, Adam. Mm-hmm.
Shut up, dude.
It felt honestly like touching a pussy.
Touch my balls again. touch my balls again.
It honestly felt like touching a fat
pussy.
Touch
them again and find out.
It did feel like a little pussy. I didn't say that.
You touched my balls from behind.
Yeah.
The classic ball touch move. All
right.
Say what you will.
I wish I could have been Jimmy Walker. What a cool guy to be.
Yeah, that's
look at this.
Awesome
just
guy.
This fucking stupid goon.
Yeah, hell yeah. Just he's getting so much pussy.
Talking his way into being mayor.
Gambling all the time. Drinking when it was probably prohibition.
Yeah, scandal and resignation. He accepted large sums of money from businessmen looking for me. That was just kickbacks.
Oh, that's fucking...
That's boring.
Yeah. That ain't shit. You got little ass legs,
stop
too,
it,
dude.
Molest him.
Molest him.
About to.
He loves so I'll just touch my balls.
Molested. Yeah.
And without my permission. Oh. That's on the record. I want... If the governor is listening to this because of the amount of slander, I'd like him to take note of that.
You'd like him to press charges against me?
I'd like to, yes. Human rights violation.
You wish.
Yeah.
That was the other thing too. It's like Jimmy Walker, like when he ran, he like promised to like revitalize Central Park. And then all he did, I think, was build that casino for himself.
That rocks.
Yeah. Dude, Central Park used to be like way fucked up.
Yeah, that's awesome that it survived.
That's the cool thing about the Power Brokers. You read it and you realize like, you know, people have like this idea of New York like ascending, like other cities ascending until like the 1950s and 60s. And then there's social unrest and it falls apart. And then it kind of came back together in the 1990s. But New York's gone through like several phases of becoming like an absolute fucking just
the poorest place in America.
Just a complete shithole.
Yeah.
And then being revitalized and then it happens again. And then damn. It's like, yeah.
Nice. Is that more of a history of New York or a history of that guy, Moses?
It's both.
It's both.
Because I'd like to read just about New York. I don't care about that.
Get that book that I have right there, Gotham.
I'll read it.
Why don't you just take it? Because Adam certainly hasn't read it.
I like reading it. Yeah, but
Adam's read 2% of the books in
this
house.
That's bullshit, dude.
How many books in this room have you read? There's like 100 books.
15 to 20 of these books.
Okay, let's count them. 1, 2, 3.
Let's do the quick math. There's probably...
Some of those books in that bookshelf are not mine.
Okay, it doesn't count, bitch.
So with the statement, Adam has read 2% of the books in his house...
Holds true,
but you said it was bullshit.
And some of that, like
2%, does not hold true.
It does hold true.
I don't have,
and like some of these books are bullshit too. They probably read in high school.
Yeah,
no, that's not true. I don't have any books that I read in high school.
Yeah, what do you got? The Secret, How to Live with a Small Penis.
Yes,
Having the Littlest Balls of All Time.
Cover to cover on that one.
So you're secretly gay. And
that was a nice beach read.
How to
that
be.
That was a vacation.
What we got here? The Game in parentheses for gay guys. Being gay for dummies.
Well, sometimes it gets confused.
You got to start back to square one.
Did they make a Down Syndrome for Dummies book?
That's funny.
Does that exist?
Yeah.
Chicken soup.
I might make that. That might be the next shirt.
Down Syndrome for Dummies?
Yeah, either that or candy soup for the Down Syndrome soul.
That's okay. Pretty good. Pretty good.
What about a bowl of cum for the gay soul?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the Adam Friedland soul?
I've been reading poetry out of a book called A Bowl of Cum for me.
Oh, I miss
fuck.
I miss this, guys.
God damn it. I have to bike home it's nighttime.
Just get an Uber.
I guess I could.
Mm-hmm. It's night. It's cold, too.
I packed extra layers, but it's about getting physical activity.
We'll just work out when you get home.
I already did yoga this morning.
Oh, and you biked over here. That's pretty good.
And I did a little fucking guns workout.
I'm going to try and work out tonight. I've been doing, I wake up in the morning and then I jump rope for 10 minutes.
Nice. Mm.
Which is good. Get your heart rate over like 180.
Yeah, dude, my fucking feet, I'm too fat to do a lot of stuff. But that's all right.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. That's squeeze him.
Get him.
Squeeze. You honestly do feel like a woman in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I'm
Shania Twain.
Man.
You like Shania? Yeah.
You make me feel you like a woman.
You know what, Adam? Honestly, I think I probably could fuck you and be alright with it.
You couldn't? No, come on.
Bro. I'm not. First of all, I could if
I
wanted
to. You'd
be
so fucked up if you guys got married and quit the show.
That would be awesome.
And then I just had to sit here by myself
in this apartment. Yeah.
And then do like rant style podcast.
Oh yeah, do Bill Burr, dude.
Mm-hmm. Nice, bro. Monday morning.
Everybody's talking about this Joe Biden guy like he's going to be different. I'm sorry. Weren't you just bitching about old white men? didn't you just tell everybody? Mm-hmm. That's the fucking one kind of guy that can't change a fucking thing.
That's right, Bill.
And that's who you picked.
Shout out to Bill.
The oldest, whitest, guyest guy.
He was in The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian now.
Mm-hmm. I always love seeing him act.
Yeah, he was good.
He was in Breaking Bad too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Billy. Suck my penis.
I heard he was
Billy. Yeah.
That was his name.
I heard he was pretty good in that.
No, you didn't.
The BPD movie.
Wobble Palace.
What's his name? No.
What?
No. What's his name? SNL.
Silver Linings Playbook.
The guy from SNL.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
No,
Chris.
The young, the
Chris,
tattoo.
Chris Charlie. Cooper.
I don't know why I'm forgetting his name.
Oh,
the
tattoo.
Charlie DeLondro.
Charlie DeLondro. Pete Davidson.
I heard I heard that movie was not very good, but Bill Burr was quite good.
I'm sure
the
he
King
was.
Of Staten Island.
Yeah,
I don't give. I could not give a shit less about that.
Oh yeah. Did not
that
look
trailer. Good. It's like the whole
I
thing
heard
is,
about instead of trying to be that a, movie, a stand-up, like, he's trying to be a tattooist.
It's the fun, that's the, like, so funny. The fucking, that movie is like, it should be called Click Here to Find Out More About Pete Davidson.
Right, yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, the thing is, everything except the Pete Davidson angle was pretty good. Like, I like, no, I like Marissa Tomei, Bill Burr, they had Steve
Marissa
Buscemi.
Tomei.
There's a lot of comics in it. Apatow, I'm interested, but it's like, we know about fucking Pete Davidson.
What the fuck
dude?
Is Staten Island, anyways? It's just, there's already Long Island.
Yeah.
And so Staten Island is just another.
It's shittier Long Island.
It's another
poor
thing.
Poor Long Island.
I don't think it is. I think it has like the same kind of.
No, Long Island's got the Hamptons and shit.
Long Island has some poor ass places too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Staten Island doesn't have it. What's the nice place in Staten
there,
Island?
I think there are nice places there.
Really?
Yeah, look at Zillow.
I'm not
fucking shit
Staten
that's
Island.
Expensive. Why wouldn't Staten Island
there were
be
like,
expensive?
There were
right
mob,
there.
There were mob bosses like in the Columbo days
that's
that
true.
Lived out there.
That's the boss of bosses lived out there.
Yeah, that guy that got killed at his house.
Jappy Chinese.
Yeah, Jappy. No, he didn't get killed at his house. He got killed by Gotti.
Oh, that's right.
Man, I just all of a sudden got a hankering to fucking like get high and just watch mob bullshit.
Yeah, dude. It's the best.
Yeah.
Because
that's what we would be doing if we weren't doing comedy,
I'm
right?
Telling you, we should move to Maspeth, dude. Maspeth.
Be the kings of Maspeth.
Open a little restaurant in Maspeth.
Mm-hmm. They got the Gotti.
We can start a restaurant / chop shop. It's a restaurant that's got a garage in it. You can steal a car, bring it in. We'll disassemble it.
We have some chicken parm.
And then you get fucking eggplant parm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've been craving
a man's penis.
And it's called The Boys of Summer.
Fuck.
I've been craving
a man's penis. Damn. He's craving a man's penis. We have Adam on video sucking a penis.
I've been craving a seafood pasta recently.
That information will be handed over to the district attorney's office for the Southern District of New York. And we will be looking to file federal charges against him.
It's a U.S. attorney.
As a homosexual. And
which is illegal if you're also Jewish.
You're Jewish and gay. We have first-hand testimony indicating that his balls feel very small, like a woman's pussy, and his legs are also gay and small.
That's true.
Are you going to answer any questions about the coronavirus? Get this man out of here.
You're dead.
You're fucking dead.
You're dead.
We already decided what we were talking about. Coronavirus was 20 minutes ago. Now we're talking about his balls.
I don't appreciate you saying that they felt small.
You
can't feel how big a ball is just
dude,
by poking.
Dude, yes you can.
I don't appreciate it. But I don't care about all these mouth breathers listening thinking.
What is it, like the back of the hand?
What's that?
My balls feel way heftier than your balls felt.
He poked my balls. And he said that they felt with one finger, the tip of one finger.
I could see, too, motherfucker.
Well, you could see what...
It was little.
You could see this is the left ball, and that's the right ball right there.
Don't tell me what I felt. Don't try and fucking gaslight me right now.
You're gaslighting me.
I felt your balls. They were little.
You're telling me that the balls I've been looking at
I felt your balls. They were little.
That the balls that I've looked down at my whole life... Are not the balls that I think they are.
And that's exactly what I'm telling you.
That's
you
a
have
gaslight.
A false sense of
that's
fucking...
That's a gaslight.
You overrate your balls. All and right. I'm telling you, as a fucking non-biased party who felt your nuts and have seen them plenty of times and is on the record multiple times saying they look like heavy little marbles, that
they're
that
not
they're heavy,
marble size.
That they're heavy, but they're not big.
They're not marble.
That they size. Hang low, but they're small. I've said that on multiple occasions.
I have long scrotum.
Thank you.
Yes.
My fellow Americans, his balls are small.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President Freeman.
We will look at his balls. We will determine whether or not his balls are small, and they are.
And they are. We just did.
We looked. We just looked. I've got the paper.
I just saw
paper. Hold on a second. I'm getting the files now downloaded into my brain.
and they are small.
The premise of that movie, it's a black guy who had his brain replaced with a computer so he could become president.
That's it's the cool. only way it would work.
It's deep impact. Where he's a black guy who's just like, he was on the side of the road selling shiver robes.
Selling what?
Selling shiver robe pieces. And he's a computer parts truck, jackknifes, and the microchips, they impact his brain deeply.
Deeply.
Nice. And he's like, I'm just selling busted up shiver robes.
Beep, boop, beep, 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 boop.
Or like some, you know, southern businessman comes by and he's like, well... Suddenly, Susan, what do we got here?
I forgot about
looks
that.
Looks like it's one of the smartest.
Well, Dharma and Greg.
Well, Charles in charge. well, perfect strangers. We got here a computer man. What do we got? You must be mad about you.
I'm absolutely Frasier about this right now.
This is just, you got to be Joey on NBC.
What was that shitty show?
Well, Cosby Mysteries.
Was it Kramer show?
Kramer did a show right after Seinfeld.
It was just called The Michael Richards Show.
Oh, he was like a detective or something?
Yeah.
And then... But he wasn't Kramer.
No, but he dressed like Kramer, I believe.
Oh, you got to dress like that. It's a good style. Honestly, Kramer a good style.
Interesting. I think that's going to do it.
All right, bye. Have a nice life.
Buy the calendars.
Chinese checkers.
Buy the t-shirts.